Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Plasma Sonico Boom here.
What you're about to listen to is the first recording of the pilot episode of the Hive 365 podcasts. Now, of course, it is a pilot episode, so there is some audio glitches and cuts here and there. But we'll get that worked out in due course for the next podcast, hopefully. And yeah, hopefully you enjoy it. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the first episode of the Hive 365 podcasts. Joining me today here in this fake little studio which is made up of ethereal residue or something, we have Eric and Sleggy. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Oh my god, beautiful. Oh god.
Kick it off.
Okay, so let's might as well start it off with Hive news. We've got sections to these podcasts. It's going to go something along the lines of Hive news, Euro Truck section, and then like featured gaming communities and game news. We're going to kick off with Hive news and announce obviously these new podcasts, which I have been, like, slaving over to try and get working for ages now, and it's only been, like, until recently that it's come to a head and actually we've been able to start recording.
Nice choice of words.
Well, you know.
It's a hard turn.
Yeah. Finally, we get to do the podcast! Yay!
Yay!
Been waiting for so long. This has been... And the... Think, Eric. Think. I can't think. Where's my
words, man?
Oh my gosh!
Ah. Word boy, words!
Lasso's been talking about this for months down the line here, and I've been just really waiting for this because it's just so fun to do.
Yeah. It's been ages. I've been planning it for months and months and months. I think I came up with the idea before Christmas.
Yes, it was before Christmas, but we never really made progress on it until... recent
Christmas.
Months.
Yeah, it was like before Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah.
It's quite bad. Anyway.
That's a big number.
It is. Oh, by the way, sorry if, for the listeners, sorry if you can hear crackling on Eric and Sleggy. The virtual audio cables that we're using are a pile of horse poop, and yes, they crackle a bit from time to time, but hopefully it won't happen too much.
Alrighty then.
In other news for Hive, we'll be having some more articles going out on the main site because I currently have stepped down from presenting and was kind of promoted to media team, and I'll be writing some articles, we'll be putting some interesting news tidbits and talking with some of the game servers we have, or other things. I'll be basically just writing whatever comes to mind, and hopefully you guys can go check that out. Again, it's going to be on the main page. So yeah.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, that would be cool. So keep an eye out on that on the main website. If you don't know what that is, you should do by now. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been able to find this podcast. But if you don't know what it is, it is...
hive365.co.uk.
Yes.
I kind of...
Clever boy!
Clever girl.
Wow.
Jurassic Park, yes.
Oh, totally. Yeah, new Jurassic Park. Which might as well be a good segue to go into the next section. Euro Truck section. Right, in this section, We came up with the name for this section because for some weird happening reason, in the Hive 365 TeamSpeak, we have a Euro Truck Simulator 2 channel, and for some reason, everyone and DJs and friends of DJs gravitate to the Euro Truck channel as a general chat channel. We have no idea how this phenomenon happened, but it has.
I think it was basically when we all started playing Euro Truck heavily. We always went there, and slowly people stopped playing Euro Truck.
But we just stayed there.
Stayed there still. So, we always jump up to the Euro Truck Simulator when joining, and it's always quite some fun happening there. It's just general chat for us, but it's, for some reason, always stayed in Euro Truck. And even when people try changing it to general chat, we always jump down to the Euro Truck Simulator, even when it was general chat.
Well, was that a good game or something?
Yeah, it was a fun game to play.
Yeah, it was fun for, what was it, like a month that people played it?
Yeah.
Then we stopped playing it. Some people do go back, some people just kind of stay away from it because they have other games to play. Anyway, so yeah, Segway. We segwayed from the Segway.
Yeah, Segway. Segwayception.
Jurassic Park movie, Jurassic World. Interesting.
Yes, I've heard so much about it. I've never actually watched any of the Jurassic Parks because they just
what?
I know
what's wrong.
Get out!
Please, you have sinned.
Well, you know, I've never really been that interested in dinosaurs, to be honest. It's just like
that was my childhood, man.
Dinosaurs.
Just crapping on it. You're crapping, man.
Well, you know.
Yeah, so it looks good. I'm slightly apprehensive on how they have the story, but it looks good. Hopefully, they can actually pull it off.
Yeah. What about what's the latest one that everyone's raving about? Interstellar, isn't it?
Oh, that one. I actually haven't seen that one yet. I heard it was good, but
yeah.
I never watched it.
Like, yeah.
Oh, so I just don't go to the movies anymore.
Yeah.
We have a nice little thing in my state here, where basically on Tuesdays, all movies, 2D, all 2D movies are $5.
That's not bad.
Which is really nice. But sad thing is, I have this late class that's basically right during the middle of all the movies. I can't. So it's like, the cheapest day of the week, and I can't go.
That sucks.
Yeah, so. Any other movies you guys are wanting to see?
Nope.
No, I've never really been much for, like, going to the movies and watching movies. If there was something I wanted to watch, I'd just probably try and find, like.
Oh, no. There's a new movie called Unfriended or something.
Oh yeah, that looks really. I actually want to see that. That looks really messed up and freaky.
It looks. I mean, the idea is really original. Maybe the movie won't be that good, but I'll still watch it.
I think it's
pretty cool, though.
I think it's going to be one of those kind of bad horror movies where it's basically like these events were true and they've happened, and like this is a remake of the true events. And
well, it reminds
it's
me of
kind
of
going to be. I honestly think it's going to end up being bad.
It reminds me of that movie Buried. You know where he's like, well, he's buried, and all he has is a phone, and he has to talk to someone during the entire movie. You guys know that?
I remember hearing something about that. I haven't seen that movie, but I know there's some other movies that have incorporated that concept.
Yeah, like so. The entire movie takes place in one thing. It's pretty cool, but I mean, I don't know, we'll just have to wait and see the movie.
Yeah, a little bit before we started this podcast, I was asking if anyone's heard of Super Troopers. It sounds like none of these guys have ever heard of Super Troopers.
No, the only Super Troopers I've ever heard of is like from that, what was it, ABBA song, Adele song? The Super Trooper?
It's like a Star Wars type of Stormtrooper thing.
Well, anyway, Super Troopers is an indie studio movie. Basically, it was released at Sundance way back in the early 2000s. And it's a hilarious movie if you ever get the chance to watch it. Just basically state troopers pulling funny jokes on people they pull over. And they get they wind up finding lots of drugs that they track down and stuff like that. But anyway, they recently went on Indiegogo and started campaign for Super Troopers 2 because he wanted to this movie, and it's just not been done yet. And all of a sudden, the original company goes on there, starts the Indiegogo campaign, and got funded just over a day for their movie. What? Literally, it's pretty impressive. It's something interesting to go watch and check out their campaign. I'm actually giving you guys a link right now, but otherwise, I don't suggest watching it right now. But go ahead, check it out. You guys might like it. Anyone listening right now, if you haven't heard about this, please try to go fund their campaign, because I honestly think it's going to be a really good movie when it comes out. And the more money they can get, the better the movie will be.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice little plug right there. My plan is working perfectly.
I'm working with mental patients here on Hive.
Well, I have to let some kind of release right now. I haven't really been on air for some time, and I haven't really been able to do some weird things.
Well, yeah. It's like, being on air, it always seems to bring out the worst in me, in the sense of, like, being absolutely mental. Or yeah. I don't know, it's weird. It's like, even my little quirks come out every now and again on there. It's like, sometimes you find me tripping over my words and just turning into, like, Elmer Fudd or something, just going like, blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. It's weird. I don't know why. It's like, have you guys ever noticed anything like small quirks that your radio personalities brought out in you?
Well, I learned that I actually couldn't pronounce anyone's name.
I know, right? That is.
I'm the worst at pronouncing people's usernames. Just like, how. I'm sorry if I screw up your name, but, you know what? I'm not even going to try to pronounce your name.
Yeah, some of the usernames you see people shouting out or requesting with, like, I don't even know how I could start to try and say that name. But then you do get, like, the
you get the nicer names.
Yeah, you get the nicer names.
Those are nice, because it's just like, it's Tom Clancy, or I just have a random name. Don't ask why. Tom Clancy. I don't even have any Tom Clancy games near me. That's weird.
I know why you said, because the new game is coming out. I think it came out, right? The Tom Clancy game.
Which one?
I don't know. I forgot the name.
Well, if you do remember, we can mention it during the gaming news segment.
Segway!
I think it's Recon Phantoms.
Not yet,
there you go.
Not yet. We haven't talked enough yet.
All right. I'll bring it up later.
Yeah.
But I remember now.
Oh, you do remember now. That's
yes,
good.
Yes, I do.
Write it down. Make sure you don't forget.
I won't.
Did you guys hear about OnLive at all?
I know about OnLive, but what's going on with it?
Sony bought them out.
Oh, really?
And they've closed them down.
What?
Effective immediately, they're going to be completely shutting off services at the end of this month.
Wow, I used to love using OnLive. That's like, I used OnLive to play Batman Arkham Asylum when it first came out, and that's how I ended up falling in love with that game franchise.
But yeah, OnLive just recently came back, too, with, like, better services, better equipment, all this kind of stuff. And then Sony's like, yeah, you're actually now a threat. Bye.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, apparently what it sounds like is anyone that's bought any of their products will be refunded.
Mm.
So, like, well, I mean, like, any of their hardware. So, like, controllers or their console for your TV, essentially. It's like, you guys heard of the PlayStation TV, where it's just this little tiny box? Yeah, it's essentially like that for OnLive. But, yeah.
I think I've actually got one of those PlayStation TVs lying around. Never got it to work.
Really?
Yeah.
That kind of sucks. But yeah, so I ordered one of their controllers. I was going to go check it out, and all of a sudden, they're getting closed down.
That's a bit of a pain, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you guys got anything interesting to talk about?
Ghost Recon Phantoms?
Oh, wow. Well, seeming as we've got...
But go on.
Unless you guys do have anything else to just randomly bring up for a Euro Truck section, then I guess we could segue into the next bit.
Well, I honestly think we should talk some more. I mean, even if it's just random. Like, look at my avatar. I mean, how random is that?
Oh, yeah.
Barack Obama with the lightsaber.
Yes. Barack Obama with the lightsaber. How random is that?
It's not very random.
Well, see, not for you guys, but for everyone else, just randomly.
Yeah. I mean, my avatar for the Hive Team Speak's got to be like, I don't even know, derpiest or cutest. What would you say?
I would say cute more than derpy.
Makes me cringe.
What is that? The software again?
Basically, the avatar that I've got on TeamSpeak for myself is a picture of when I was using FaceRig.
That's it, FaceRig.
Yeah. And I think I left it to idle, and it did its own thing, and ended up doing that face. So yeah, that was just a total random face that it came up with on its own, I believe, and yeah.
Well, it would have been derpy if the eyes were facing different directions. But it's not. It's actually looking straight ahead.
It's like looking into your soul.
Yeah, it has very dilated pupils. Yeah. Really kind of disturbing now that I think about it. hide.
Click away.
Oh my gosh. What is this Atari you got here, Sleggy?
What?
Yeah, you've got a what's interesting wrong? One.
You got neon in here.
Ah, neon, because I like neon Indian.
Yeah, it's got like a neon. That's quite cool, to be honest, though. Like...
It is cool.
You see?
Yeah.
It takes a Sleggy for a good avatar.
Hey, then... why are you dissing on Obama with the lightsaber?
It's close enough to being neon lights, isn't it? A lightsaber, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Who knows, maybe a lightsaber is just neon. Something that's close enough to neon. Come on.
Because there's Obama in the picture.
Dang. Obama, why you ruin everything?
Why are you doing this, Obama?
Please don't find me.
Actually, I'm wondering, what was he actually doing in that picture if he didn't have a lightsaber?
He actually is holding a lightsaber.
Oh!
He's holding a toy lightsaber. I just affected the visual on it and actually put in the fake lightsaber effects. So he literally is holding a lightsaber and pretending to act like that. I just made it look cooler.
That's amazing. I mean, I've seen other things like that where, from like when he went play pigeon shooting or something like that, and they've changed the things that he had in his hands to flags or like six shooters or something like that. It's just like I like seeing those random little things.
I actually have the original image still right here. I'm gonna give it to you guys to look at. Any good music coming out or have just recently came out that you guys are enjoying?
Album or something? See, that's a good question. Ghost Loft came out with a new one recently. It's really great, good Final K. If you guys know what that is. Ghost Loft is like this, that's a DJ. He makes some chill tracks. You should look that up if you like chill DJ.
Ghost Loft?
Ghost Loft.
Oh, Ghost Loft, sorry.
Yeah, and Great Good Final K, too. They're not really DJs, but it's this dance music. They came out with a new EP
What's their new one again?
2M2H.
Okay.
That's the new EP. You should look it up. It's like it's dance music, but the guy sings really high pitch. I just like it. I love every one of their songs.
As long as singing high pitch just makes me think of like that He-Man thing. Or whatever it is.
Oh, God.
Well, actually, you're right. He does sing a bit like He-Man. Yeah, I'm not exaggerating. He does sing a bit like He-Man.
Oh, wow.
But it's good. I mean, like, He-Man makes you cringe. But, you know.
I don't know how, but, like, that He-Man song got popular, then it lost popularity, then it came back somehow. It came back just recently. Now it's gone again, but...
But what I'm wondering is that He-Man song is from... Four Non-Blondes, you know the group, right?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. The creator of that, what went through his head? He said, "Let me make a blonde man sing a weird version of Four Non-Blondes."
Well, it was like.
I mean, what went through his head? Because it just makes no sense to me.
Like, I don't know either, but
I watched the episode. And I'm just I don't get it.
It was back in like the 90s that this person made it off of VHS tapes. Sorry. Yeah.
Just confuses me. Yet, I managed to watch it several times, and I like it. I prefer it more than the original song, and I actually have it on my desktop.
I think almost everyone that uses the internet has it on their computer. Know how to use the internet.
No. I don't know why.
I mean, like, you guys know of, what was it, like, I think Band for something like that? It's the most secure website for music.
I just use Spotify. I mean, not Spotify, I'm SoundCloud.
Yeah, SoundCloud.
But the reason why I say this is because if you know how to actually get music off of the website, you can literally kind of just take it off of the website without even paying for it.
Oh, is that,
it's the most insecure website to do it too. It's kind of sad.
No, I just don't like that.
Is that the Bandcamp workaround?
I'm looking it up. Pretty sure it is Bandcamp.
I think it is. I'm pretty sure I heard Nick talking about it once.
Yeah, it's Bandcamp. But it's because of how they've been messing around with the browsers where you can easily access the page's code, it's very easy to grab the music from the site, and it sucks. It's sad because a lot of people do use this site, and like charity companies also put it up on there too, and they're like, if you buy this song, the money goes to charity, but anyone that knows how to use the code can easily take the song without even paying for it. So it's kind of just like, it's bad coding practice, basically.
Yeah.
Bandcamp?
Oh, yeah, Bandcamp.
Band coding.
One time at Bandcamp.
For the listeners of Hive 365, any DJ heard talking about workarounds of getting music, we don't actually do this. We get all our music legitimately. And it costs too much money.
Yes, it can cost quite a lot of money. Yeah. And for most of us, we do actually.
What are you saying,
music?
Eric? What are you saying?
No, but, am I the only one that actually gets sometimes music from the record store? Because I do that sometimes. Like,
yeah.
I just buy the CD.
There's no real good place around me that I can actually go in and buy a CD anymore.
Oh, God, there's so many. HMV.
Well, not around here. I mean, the closest thing I have, it would be like Walmart.
What?
It sucks, because it's just like, yay, I can go to Walmart and get CDs, which they have worst selection.
Do you know what HMV is?
No, we don't have any of those. At least not HMV. Around this area.
HMV is like well, the best they, for getting no, music and
they
stuff.
They happen in the US because that's
why. Well, I mean, like, HMV not in all. This area. I mean, I think I would have to go into, like, the next state over if I really want to get some CDs. That's, like, an hour and a half drive for me.
Oh, I like their logo.
Yeah. HMV's got, for those of you who don't know, HMV's got, like, this adorable little Jack Russell puppy looking into the sound bit of a record player, like one of those old-fashioned record players.
Gramophone, like, a gramophone.
Oh, yeah, nice. Gramophone.
I also like the color. Like, I like the pink that they use and everything.
Yeah. Anywho, I reckon we should go into the next section, you know.
Yeah, I think we can. Think we've spent enough time in Euro Truck.
Yes. So in that case, I think we'll depart our trucks after eating our sandwiches and drinking our can of Coke. Because, you know, all truckers do that on their, when they're parked up.
Actually, I think most of them have like a 2 liter or something.
Yeah, probably.
So it's, like, easier for them to just, like, I need something to drink. 2 liter of Mountain Dew. anyway, so...
That's terrible for you.
Anyway.
Toolsy gaming news!
Yeah, gaming news.
Yeah.
So, we have a couple of upcoming games that some of you might be excited about. Some of you might not really know about it. We can start with the one that you were thinking of, Sluggy. So this one's going to be a little new
out
for me.
Already.
Oh, is it?
Oh, no. It released April 10th.
Oh,
so,
okay. What is
yeah.
it?
It's the Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Phantoms. It's a free-to-play. You could already assume that there's in-game purchases, which, you know, we all love. But whatever, it's another Tom Clancy game from Ubisoft Singapore. Metacritic 70 on 100, but I mean, it looks cool. Like for free to play, the graphics are pretty awesome. I mean, I'm honestly going to stay away from it because I know that I really don't like games with in-game purchases. I just can't stand that. So
jump on the money train.
I mean, really, even when CS:GO integrated the entire inventory thing, you know, where like knives and all that, you know. The weapons and all that. I mean, even though it doesn't change the in-game thing, I really don't like it because, like, back on CSS, the community was always attached, like, playing on the servers and all that, and, you know, playing with each other, if you know what I mean. But today, people just care about getting items and stuff, and that's why I don't like when there's in-game purchases.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All right, so some other games that are coming out. So far, we haven't been, there hasn't been any more news about this one being delayed some more, but fingers crossed it won't actually get delayed anymore. Grand Theft Auto 5 should be coming out April 14th for the PC, finally, so yay! Everyone that's been waiting for that one can finally get it on the PC if you haven't already pre-ordered it.
Yeah,
I really can't wait for that, so it's about time. Oh! How could we forget Mortal Kombat?
Yep, that was actually one I was going to be talking about. That's going to be coming out for 14th. Also. We're also going to be talking about how that's also available on the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One for all you guys that do have consoles. It will be coming out the 14th, like you said. But if you do have an older console, as in the PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360, that won't be coming out until June 2nd. Roughly, it might get pushed back or delayed, or might even come back forward. But regardless, Mortal Kombat 10 or X, however you want to pronounce it, what do you guys think about that one?
That it looks good. I'm just gonna start off with that. It looks pretty damn cool. Like I saw a trailer where with the bones cracking and everything.
Yeah.
That left me speechless.
Notice how I didn't mention anything about Nintendo products releasing this game? You're not going to censor it anymore! Yay!
There is so much going on around with Nintendo right now, though, isn't there?
I think they're pulling back from the console wars and actually changing to just handheld devices. I honestly think they're just moving to handhelds.
Yeah, last time I heard, they were just working on like mobile games and things like that. I don't know.
So, another game I looked at, and it looks cool if you enjoy these kind of platform games. I mean, I've played quite a few of them, and I like them, but sometimes they get a little too hard. It's Stealth Inc. 2, a game of clones. Out on the Xbox One, but it will be released for PC, PS3, PS4, PlayStation Vita, and Wii U on April 7th. So, coming up here very shortly. That one looks really fun. I don't know what you guys think about that one, but I would be really excited to play that, sometime here soon.
Well, I'm...
Another game that, this is on my wish list, it's been on my wish list since I don't even know when, Killing Floor 2. Everyone is super excited for this, because it looks like such an improvement from the first Killing Floor, graphics-wise, like, I'm just looking at the screenshots of it right now, and like the core, it looks practically better than Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
I've watched all the trailers, the development trailers and everything. It looks so much better than the first one, and I'm really excited for that. It's coming out. I don't even think they have a set release date. I'm not sure, but yeah.
We have some DLC also coming out this month, it would seem. For those of you that do play Call of Duty, you'll be getting a new DLC pack. What was it again? It was Ascendance. You'll be getting Ascendance here on April 30th. And Dark Souls 2 is releasing a new one. Okay. It's also on April 7th. It's, what is that pack also called? Lost it. I literally just had it. And wait, they're releasing it later for PC? What the? Interesting. I'll have to look it up a little bit more, but basically we'll be getting a new Dark Souls. Oh, there we go. Scholar of the First Sin.
Ah.
That one should be coming out for PC. I mean, it's coming out for console on the 7th. And it did say something about PC. Yeah, it says PC right here. It's already out. Fair enough. It's already out for those of you that play Dark Souls 2. You can get the Scholar for Scholar of the First Sin on PC right now. It has a 7.7 score already.
Not bad.
Especially for DLC.
Really quiet. Hang on.
Uh-oh. Technical difficulties.
Yay. Yeah, for some reason my microphone seems to be coming through really quiet compared to you guys, which is weird, because normally it's the other way around when it comes to virtual audio cables.
Okay, or just in general with you. Down the plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Then there's that keyboard of yours. Clack, 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 clack. There it is. But yeah, so do you guys have any other games that you notice that are coming out that you're kind of looking forward to, or, you know, that others would be interested in learning?
I do. Now, this one, in my eyes, is a biggie. Right, really biggie. Like, bigger than Jedi 5 coming out finally on PC.
What? There's no such thing.
But if you're a fan of Unreal Tournament...
That's already out.
Technically, it's already out. It's in pre-alpha. They are building Unreal Tournament 4 on the Unreal Engine 4. And oh my god, I've been playing the alpha build, and it is amazing.
I saw it at their party at GDC. That was the best party above all that I went to when I went there. It was really fun, and the game looks amazing. I'm stunned.
The it's like some of the maps now, like the default capture the flag map, is it's a reminiscent towards the facing worlds map from, I believe, Unreal Tournament 2004. I'm not sure. I think it was either 2004 or 99. It's not been refined to look good on Unreal Engine 4 yet, but oh my god, it's just so much fun to play. And the maps that have been refined to work with Unreal Engine, they just look so stunning. It's beautiful. And the gameplay mechanics, they still obviously need being refined because it's in an alpha build, but as it is right now, it's a really fun game to play. If you want to see more...
It's not Steam.
Is it on Steam?
I don't know if it is. I thought you had to get their downloader to get it.
Yeah, that's how I did it. I went onto the unrealtournament.com/blogs and downloaded it from there. Got it through their launcher, which wasn't too much of a hassle, but it was definitely worth it, especially if you're a diehard Unreal Tournament fan like I am. I absolutely love the Unreal Tournament games. Even the poor ones, because even though I say I love all of them, they did have their one or two bad games, like Unreal Tournament 2, I think it was. That was a bit of a flop, and there's other like spin-off Unreal Tournament games which didn't do so well. But I still absolutely love the Unreal franchise.
Yeah, actually, Unreal got me into wanting to go to school for game development, actually. Because I started messing around with their engine, and I'm like, this is really fun. I'm enjoying using their engine. And funny enough, that their engine now is actually also 100% free right now for anyone to use. They just recently announced that that's completely free, and anyone that wants to mess around with it, all you have to do is go to their website and you can download it, install, play around. It's really fun. It's a little hard to get used to at first because they have their blueprint system. If you don't know what that is, you're going to get very familiar with it, but it's fun. It's really easy to mod Unreal Tournament, get your own worlds in there. I know I made a couple of maps in my own free time and stuff like that, and play around with it. And then you can also actually make standalone games with it too.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're saying that map really making fun. Is intuitive?
It's very intuitive. It's very easy to set up. They even have tutorials on how to easily set it up.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I've heard a couple of things about the new Valve Hammer, which if you know about that, it's the map making for Valve system. And I'm playing with the Source Engine 3, which Half-Life 3. it's supposed to be like a huge improvement from the previous version of Hammer. And that's why I love about Valve. They really encourage the community to develop stuff for their games and free, like, you know, like, I can name a couple of games, you know, like Fistful of Frags for you know that game?
Yeah.
The cowboy game. I've heard of it.
Yeah, for example, you know, that's completely made off of the Half-Life 2
your channel
thing and all that, just like Counter-Strike and all that. That's why I really like about Valve, and the new Hammer system is probably going to change that to make it even better, which I just can't wait to see what's going to come out of that.
But yeah, definitely something that we're interested in. Like, I remember when I was at GDC, I saw that they had Valve was doing a talk about their physics engine and stuff like that. And everyone that I knew is like going, oh, Half-Life 3 confirmed, Half-Life 3 confirmed. Yeah. It's 3:33, man, at 3 p.m. They're so good to announce Half-Life 3. And I'm just sitting there laughing. Because I'm like, I doubt they're going to do that. But they did announce Source 3, which got everyone still happy. Because at least they went up to the number 3. Finally, they can count to 3. I figured they were going to count to five, to be honest. I thought they were going to go 1, 2, 5 and somehow drop back down to 3.
I'm excited for Ricochet 2.
No, I've not heard of that one.
You know what Ricochet is? It's like the, it's that one game that Valve really messed up. You have to look it up. It's basically, it's an old game, very old, from Valve. You're just on platforms, the map looks absolutely terrible, and you have, like, these weird frisbee things, and you throw them at people, and they're supposed to fall off the platforms.
So it's kind of like...
That's it.
It's kind of like in Tron, they have the Disc Wars.
Yeah, there you go, but it's just... That's the game. You have to pay for that. Like, I could go on Gary's Mod and make a game mod like that. It's really bad, I have to say. That's why everyone's making fun of it. Like, oh, they're going to make Ricochet 2 before they make Half-Life 2. I think even Gabe Newell made a joke like that in an interview, so...
Yeah, so, I guess we could kind of move on to the next segment in the gaming news kind of area. So, a section we're going to have in here with the gaming news is going to be featured game servers, or like what we would say a featured game server of the month, and you could catch us trying to play on those servers during the month if you ever want to hang out with us or anyone from Hive. We'll try to get everyone to like jump on every now and then. And what was that thing that we used to do? Where everyone
road
would
shows.
Oh, road shows. Yeah, where we tried to get all the presenters kind of on a server, and everyone could like play with us and talk and have fun and stuff like that. So
you could play with each other.
nice sec. Oh my gosh, move, man. Anyway, So, we currently don't have a actual featured game server, but if you do want to have your game servers featured, try to contact Demo or any of the leaders here. If I'm around, contact me, because I'm the one that's, like, head of the media team still.
Yeah.
So, currently, what we're going to be doing is actually featuring Sluggies.
But,
Since this is the pilot, we're going to be introducing something that we can easily talk to someone that owns one, and Sluggy is one that owns one right here. So, Sluggy.
Well, what do you got me to see? Exactly. Well, like, all right, CSGO community. Born to run. Mm-hmm. I've always been, ever since CS, I've been playing some courses. You guys know what that is? Course maps and the source engine.
Yeah.
So when CSGO came out, I started like going to CSGO, checking it out. I found that, you know, it was very similar to CSS, so why not upgrade? And well, after time I started getting interested in courses, and me and a couple of pals, we created a community, and you know, ended up being Born to Run stuff. We have a zombie escape, courses, jailbreak, Surf and Beyond, but most importantly, all of those servers have a have the Hive plugin. That's pretty cool because we can listen to music while we're doing our stuff. That's why every time people try to talk to me, I'm not listening, because I'm just listening to music full blast. We also have like a Gmod server right now that we're working on. What I was doing before this podcast.
Ooh. Well, if you can definitely get that Gmod server up, I'll definitely be coming on that.
Oh, it is up. I just released a couple of minutes ago.
Oh! Oh, well, there we go.
So yeah, Born to Run. You can just look us up, Born to Run Gaming, on the interwebs, and you'll see us.
Cool.
So, yeah. Definitely should check that out, guys. If you want to come try to meet us or talk with us, play games with us. We're gonna be trying to have these kind of scheduled kind of server events, get more traffic to those servers that gladly give us traffic here.
Yeah.
By having those plugins and stuff like that. It's a good way to connect back with the community and give back.
Oh yeah, like I remember sometimes the DJs, they used to play on well, they used to have their DJ session, and afterwards, like late at night, you know, they just went on a server, and they're like, oh, I'm gonna be playing on this server, and we just, it was so fun, because like the entire server got full as soon as that person joined,
yeah,
and we were all messing with him, and sometimes another DJ was online, and we were just giving a bunch of weird shout-outs. It was lots of fun, and yeah, that's what I really like about the interaction with the presenters and all that, enjoying servers and meeting up over there. So, heck, we even had, there's even the Hive 365 Steam group, correct?
Yes. Yep.
So we could even make events over there and recruit on a server from time to time if you want.
Yeah, totally.
That would be a cool idea. So check that out, the Born to Run, the Hive 365 Steam group.
Cool. Yes, I think I might actually try and look those out from when I can.
Also, for all of you guys listening out there, if you do have a DJ that's very close to your heart that you really, 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 really want to kill, this is a good way of doing it.
Yeah, just get them onto a good gaming server that you normally play on and then pwn their ass.
Yes, make them rage quit, because nothing's nothing's more fun than pissing off the DJ that you love or hate.
Alrighty.
Or
then,
if you want to piss them off even more, just request the Rude Sandstorm.
Oh God, not that!
Oh, don't even go there.
No, yesterday I was looking at the panel. Where we got all the shoutouts, there was this guy that would not stop requesting. Like every minute, he would request Electric Six, Gay Bar.
Well, if Jay was actually venting, he would have played that. Because
know,
you know Jay, his show's the J Bar.
The J Bar, I love that name. That's genius.
I want to take you to the J Bar.
That joke will never get old. That joke will never get old. But yeah, so definitely should come check out Leggy's servers. What were they again?
Born to Run Gaming.
Okay, so
two is spelled with a two.
Okay.
Like the letter two.
Make sure
the number two
understands that.
The letter two.
Wow. Yeah, so. So yeah, if you want to check those out, we'll definitely be trying to play on those and have fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else you guys want to talk about?
Nope, not that I can think of. We've covered all the sections. No. Might as well wrap it up then, ladies.
All right. So I hope you guys have enjoyed listening to the pilot podcast. I really hope you guys did enjoy this, because if you do show your show that you like this, these will continue to happen, and
definitely,
possibly we'll get like more presenters on here. We might even get some guests to show up if that does happen. But yeah, it would be really cool to just continue with this and possibly just, you know, talk a lot of bullshit. Oops, sorry. Oh, dang it! Almost
we were doing
all the way
so well!
Swearing!
I'll find a little bleep or something. Post-reduction editing!
Well, dang it. I was also trying not to say the shoot the. Yeah, but. I went with the only one, dang it.
Oh, well.
Anyway,
but yeah,
so
if you have enjoyed listening to these podcasts, like Eric has said, please do let us know either through the shout out system on the radio, or letting us know on our social media like Twitter or Facebook, because we have those apparently.
What is the social media that we have? What?
Scary.
Hi.
I believe our Twitter is at Hive365, and our Facebook is facebook.com/Hive365, I think. Don't quote me on that. I could be ball bleeping. But yeah, if you have enjoyed listening to us for, God, we've almost actually been going an hour now, so I'm very happy with that.
And now time for the post-editing and music. Yay!
Yay! Oh, God.
Enjoy, Plasma.
Hopefully I'm going to get these going. If they do take off, I'm hoping to get them going every Saturday before the end of the month. Every Saturday. Yeah. You know what I mean.
Every first Saturday of the month. Yeah, because this is the first Saturday of the month.
Yeah, could do. It depends how it all falls into place, really. I mean,
yes, everything's still up in the air. So, yeah, if you guys really like this, we'll continue doing it. So, yeah. Otherwise, I think we should wrap it up there because we've been rambling about this for some time. So,
thank you.
From all of us at Hive 365.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
God damn it!
Wait! You said it too! You swore! Now you're going to have another bleep in there.
Bleeps!
See, I'm the only good one. I'm an angel.
We should just add some bleeping and then we can just say, like, Slaggy, how could you? Edit that.
Yes, totally.
Alright.
That would work. But anyway, so everyone.
Oh no, I can't even talk.
Tell you what, I'll help you up with this one. Thank you very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully, if it does take off, we'll get another one up on the first Saturday of the next month, if it does take off. And, yeah, thank you very much for listening. I've already said it, like, 3 times, but I don't know. I'm not good at outros.
Get on with it!
It's not.
Get on with it! My audio levels keep changing so much. yeah.
All right, I gotta go.
Yeah, okay, all of us here at Hive, this has been me, Tiger Boom, with Eric and Sleggy. You've been listening to the first episode of the Hive 365 podcasts. Hope you've enjoyed them, and goodbye. Say bye, guys.
Bye!
Bye.
Oh god, my ears. Okay. Thank you, bye!